This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for our weekly review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented, so-called political talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here, not to shepherd Michael. Michael is the shepherd. Michael is the Pied Piper. Michael has the stories, the inside insight, if you will, to what's going on, maybe some answers to questions you haven't thought of yet. In terms of our review every week of the hot topics, the top 10 topics, a couple of them this week seem to stand out, Michael. Certainly the Supreme Court and their rulings. I thought it was pretty interesting how I used the term pinned back Obama's ears when it came to the NSA and what the government has been allowed to do. Supreme Court says to the administration, you can't do recess appointments, really, the way you've been doing them anymore. Says to the EPA, you can't make rules because Congress hasn't given you the authority to make rules. And then you got to have a search warrant to do what the NSA is doing. So those things, I thought there were some civil rights watchdogs who took apart the NSA report this week, and a lot of people on the radio were talking about the government continuing to spy on you, no cause, and even with all the conversation, it doesn't seem to be fixing the problem that upset so many people.
Well, you know, you don't know who to turn to be the authority of justice. When you're dealing with the government these days, you know, it's the pot calling the kettle black. You don't know whether or not it's just a power struggle between the different divisions of government or whether there truly are, you know, just objective agencies at play trying to protect the average folk from intrusion, from civil rights violations, from, you know, your privacy rights being trampled. People don't know. And the unfortunate part is most people don't care. That's what's so beautiful about talk radio. At least we're talking about issues that people really should care about. We live in such a commercialized, high-pressure, quasi-frivolous society that a lot of these important issues that all civic bodies, all populations should be concerned about through good times and bad times just get washed away in this kind of murky popular culture environment we're in.
Well, one of the things it seems to me, yeah, the murky is a great way of describing it. I'm going to bring something into the fold here that I would like you to talk about. The passing of somebody that you and I both knew well, someone who worked with us in the old talk radio. We had a group of people, the National Association of Talk Hosts, and a gentleman named, and he was absolutely a gentleman, Carl Wigglesworth. Was most of his career at WOAI in San Antonio. I remember when he decided that he wanted to get off the air and did it in a rather interesting way. But he represented a time when there was something going on the air. Quality may be the word, that's my word. You come up with a word that distinguishes him and his brand of conversation on the radio as to what we have in a lot of circumstances today.
Well, quality is a great word. Quality speaks for itself. You know, it was quality. It was researched. It was prepared. It was intellectual. It was respectful. It was articulate. Carl Wigglesworth, was a major talk show host in the industry through the 90s. During the decade that talk radio really rose to prominence, that was a very, very heady time in talk radio. It looked like the sky was the limit. It was hailed as the electronic town hall, the voice of the average person, and to a great degree it was. Now, Carl Wigglesworth was a conservative, but the kind of conservatives that were on the radio back in the 90s were very different than the brand of conservatism that's very popular in talk radio today. It was a nonpartisan, populist, almost libertarian form of conservative conversation. In other words, the hosts were far less prone to be for the Republicans or for the Democrats, but rather more for a freedom, a libertarian point of view on almost all the issues, protecting the average person from big government, from big business, from big media, from big religion, from big everything. That's what populism really is about. And Carl Wigglesworth was a great example of that. He was also an example of a time when in our industry, and this is a good behind-the-scenes peek for our listeners, a host could be a major star in a local market and have the respect and the notoriety for his talent or her talent by the industry all across the country. They didn't necessarily want to go into syndication. They weren't judged by how many stations they were on. They were judged by how big are they in their market. And San Antonio ain't chopped liver. So it was a great time in talk radio. Carl Wigglesworth represents that. And he hasn't been on the radio in many, many years, but his passing this week really struck a nerve with so many people who have been in the business for a while. And as I wrote, it was not only a loss for radio when he retired a while ago, it's a loss for humanity that he died.
He was one of the most interesting. I remember, and I sort of think about it here, having lost touch with him after he got out, and it's too bad that we do that, those of us who are friends because of our business. But he and I actually became good friends. I respected, he used to like to talk to me about some of the silly things that it seemed that I was doing. And I likewise talked to him about, as you just sort of described it in a different way, the metered approach he had to discussing the issues. He wasn't this sort of person, you know, when we think about that era, Michael, when you and I were involved in that talk host group, you think about Jerry Williams, pretty bombastic. You think about, I mean, I use him as an example, as a contrast to the different styles that you were talking about briefly there. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on how different some of the people were that were successful, whereas pretty much everybody today sounds the same.
Well, that's what happens in any corporatized scene. It happens in the movie business. It happens in publishing. It happens in television. It happens on Broadway. You know, in any scene that becomes mature, I don't mean an age. I'm talking about a term in business where it's not a rising field, but now it's an established field, and there's a lot to lose. There's a lot of money involved. There's consolidation. There's corporate thinking. What happens is it tends to settle into patterns of research and of cookie cutter to do what they think is going to work. Quite often, they don't do the thing that makes it popular, and then it starts to fade. And we're fighting that battle right now in terms of talk media. That being said, in those days, there wasn't that much to lose. It was a rising field. AM radio would have died had it not been for this new kind of entertainment and information that was getting ratings, getting news on the rise, making a difference not just in the radio industry, but making a difference in the country. It was very exciting. And each host was kind of an ideological island unto themselves. The fan base was not categorized by its political leanings, but rather by the fact that it loved talk radio and basically liked people having a voice, people on the air representing the thoughts of people in the community, and which really didn't exist that much in terms of the old media of the day, newspapers, magazines, television, music radio. There wasn't Facebook, there wasn't Twitter, there wasn't even a lot of email at that time. If you remember, we can say back in the 90s, the early 90s, we considered the fax machine to be the height of amazing technology. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you can get on the radio, call in, give your opinion, there's a guy on there that is unpredictable and not afraid of politicians and not afraid of the big newspaper and not afraid of you know, the government, the president, that was a very, very refreshing concept. So each host back in those days was very, very much an independent, and that's what made the fabric and the mosaic of talk radio so exciting.
Well, a very exciting time. I was pleased to be a part of it. You were. I think we felt something exciting. There is opportunity today, but there isn't the same excitement with most of it. Becomes predictable and boilerplate, and so Wigglesworth did a lot, and some of the other people that we were talking about in that era, it just brought something to the table that made you want to, or what is it, the miss a, what's the old slogan? Miss a minute, you miss a lot.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, so many of our contemporaries from that era are no longer alive.
Right.
I mean, Jerry Williams is gone.
Yep.
Gene Burns is gone. Carl Wigglesworth is gone. Les Jameson from Tennessee.
God, I love him.
Is gone.
Yeah.
And there are more. Mm. Well, that's the way the world goes. That's life. What can I say? But we have been doing this talk radio era long enough now where some of the greats have faded and then they're gone.
Yeah.
And, I guess that comes with having a long history, huh?
The reason he went on, he was really, at this point in time, things began to change when he quit. He quit on the air. And was after he went off on the state of what he was doing, the way things were changing. He didn't like it, so instead of being a phony about it, he just said, I quit. But
often in radio you can't quit
right.
and then do your last show.
Right.
So he didn't tell them he was quitting. He told the listeners, and then that was his last show.
Yeah, right. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, a tribute to Carl Wigglesworth is certainly, because of what this program is all about, what it stands for, is certainly very much appropriate. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. And you go on the website, you see the magazine. You can go to Talkers Radio. There's some interesting, really interesting now and different sorts of programs from various people who are on Talkers Radio doing things that they're not necessarily known for doing on terrestrial radio. So you might want to check that out, Talkers TV as well. In a moment, a discussion of the guy in Austin who was charged by police with making terrorist threats against radio hosts. Why in the world are these people taking this stuff so seriously? We'll find out what Michael's perspective is on that in just a matter of moments. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $1.69 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Making sure your kids maintain good oral health is no easy task. Contributor to Pregnancy Magazine, Megan Meany.
I am a mother of two boys, and getting them to brush for the 2 minutes recommended by dentists is nearly impossible. Now, I recently discovered this app, the Disney Magic Timer app by Oral-B. It takes the act of brushing and turns it into a game. Kids are challenged to continue brushing for 2 minutes. As they brush, a Disney or Marvel character image is revealed on the screen. There is an Oral-B brushing study that says 9 out of 10 kids will brush longer using this app. It's already been named the number one app by Apple in the age group 6 to 8, and you can download it for free from Google Play or Apple.
Picking the right toothbrush is key.
When kids are 4 months to 24 months, they need something bigger that covers a lot of surface area and has to have super soft bristles. As they get older, they need a toothbrush that reaches everything. So Oral-B stages are great. They're designed to develop with your kids.
Go to oralb.com/stages.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher. Don't you like the enthusiasm I come across with? Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We have had some time thinking about Carl, in praise, I guess, actually, Michael, Carl Wigglesworth and the others who come from that era that are now gone. But they brought, I mean, I was thinking about the original ABC lineup of some of those people that were on with Michael Jackson.
Two of the great talk show hosts of the pre-modern era. You know, the early days of talk radio that led to this era, we're talking 70s, 80s, as opposed to late 80s, 90s, you know, 2000s,
yeah.
Was Barry Gray
yeah.
and Long John Neville.
Yeah.
Those, you know, there just have been so many names.
Yeah.
And then there are some that are still alive, but they're older, and they're no longer really doing shows on the
right.
radio. There was
yeah.
a time when Sally Jesse Raphael was a great radio talk show host.
Yeah, Bruce Williams.
Bruce Williams was the king of talk radio.
Yep.
Barry Farber was a king of talk radio.
Yep.
He's still on the radio,
yep,
but you know, he's an older man. He's had some physical challenges. Still a silver tongue devil, a wonderful guy.
Great vocabulary and usage
yeah.
of the English language, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, you know, we're at a point now, and, you know, here it's a holiday weekend, and I guess the tone of our show today is kind of reflective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when there's holidays, you sort of step off the conveyor belt, and you just take
yeah.
stock of stuff.
Yeah.
And especially a holiday like this, Independence Day? What is a better holiday for news talk radio to be contemplative than this holiday? Because really, it's about freedom.
One of the things that is more and more prominent because there are more and more crazy people, whether we create them, some people say it's your fault, you guys doing talk radio. Yeah. And so there's this anger associated with people taking stands or positions. Here's this guy in Austin who has been charged by police with making some threats against on-air hosts there. How in the world could anybody take what we do on the air that seriously? They want to go, I want to kill that guy. I mean, what is that?
Well, it shows you how dangerous what we do is. First of all, in 2014, it's dangerous to be a celebrity, let alone an opinionated one.
Yeah.
It's just dangerous to be famous.
Yeah.
Privacy is going to be, privacy and clean water are going to be the two commodities that we're going to really wish we had as the 21st century unfolds.
Well, we've got these people that create the aura around them, whether it's the Kardashians who seem to celebrate celebrity, and that's all that they have to celebrate because they have no talent. What do? Lindsay Lohan, look at the amount of attention that's paid to her. Here she is now suing the makers of Grand Theft Auto over the use of her likeness as one of the game's characters. Like, nobody else looks like her. This is all about me, me, me.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna sue you.
It's malignant narcissism. And it's a reflection of a large segment of our society, to a certain degree exacerbated by social media. Social media has brought out the egocentricity, egomania, and narcissism latent in a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't have a chance to have it stimulated and expressed. So you got a lot of people running around on ego trips, performing to their peanut gallery of friends. And celebrity gossip, which, interestingly, has never really become a big part of what we call news talk radio. Celebrity gossip is one of the mainstays of water cooler conversation and the talk shows on music stations. But these people, they live to be on the cover of People magazine. They live to be an E. Their entire life is about generating this artificial plastic celebrity level that they're on and milking it.
Also, as we move ahead, a couple of the other items that have been big this week in conversation radio, the focus on sports and sports talk radio, the World Cup, and other things, what Mr. Hernandez had to say, I think is an interesting speculative way for us to get into things that would be both on news talk radio programs and in the sports world, plus Target and the controversy it's caused with the gun owners of America. Coming up, Michael Harrison on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy-sourced soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, and Talkers Television. I'm going to bet, I have not looked at Talkers Television, though, for a bit, that there is some coverage of the event in New York City where we're talking about the talkers to get together, some of us being friends, that sort of thing. I'm going to bet on Talkers Television that there will be a series of interviews and things that people can actually see what their favorite host looks like. That's something that escapes, although most everybody has podcasts now, but still, there's not a lot of video around to accompany the audio that's on the radio or some of these podcasts, Michael.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we're going to have the entire event up on talkers.com starting next week. And right now on Talkers TV is a very, very lovely little interview between a young woman, 16-year-old Pavlina Osta, O-S-T-A, Pavlina Osta. She's 16 years old. She's been a talk show host since she's 11. She does a show that's syndicated on several small stations in Florida called Pavlina's Kids Place. And she's a phenomenon. She's a beautiful young woman, articulate, vivacious, and loves doing interviews and being on the air, both in talk radio and talk TV. And she nabbed Sean Hannity. Talk about catching a big fish. Mm-hmm. Sean Hannity at our Talkers Conference a couple of weeks ago, and he gave her 15 minutes, and it's the most marvelous interview. You won't believe it.
Yeah.
And that's on the now playing on the headline box on Talkers TV at Talkers.com.
So you're a fan of Sean Hannity. Catch this young lady interviewing Sean at Talkers TV. Okay, phenoms, the phenomenon of some hosts. I use Dave Ramsey as an example of this, and Alex Jones as an example of my point here. We talk about the uniqueness of some of the characters that were around as we paid tribute to Carl Wigglesworth and his passing and some of the other great founders who did well over many years in the world of conversation, spoken word formats, if you will. Now we have, you said, the corporatization of America and how it has changed what you hear on the radio. But yet every once in a while, there's somebody like Alex Jones who sort of surfaces, and I think in this last year or so, he's gotten a lot more attention for various reasons. But how do you explain his difference in the world of corporatization?
But he's the anti-corporate force. Every force has an anti-force. Every, you know, cause has a reaction. Every yin has a yang. And he's the echo, the reflection, the response to corporatism. And Alex Jones is not a big star on corporate radio. He's not on big stations. He's a big star in independent internet broadcasting. And Alex Jones is an example of somebody that can get a big audience on the internet, because he says things that are extremely unique, original, targeted to a specific mindset, researched, thought out. It may be totally bogus, or it might be true. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that particular philosophy that he addresses, that particular mindset, he does it really well. And he has built a loyal following. But just because he's on the internet and he's talking doesn't mean anybody can go on the internet and get a huge audience. You see, people say, well, if Alex Jones does it, why can't I? And they look at the model and they say, well, you're missing one point. You stink. He doesn't.
You have nothing to say.
Now, what does stink mean? What do I mean by that? What I mean by you stink, if you bring the commercial radio corporate model of broadcasting to the internet, it's not going to cut it. Because the reason people listen to commercial radio is, one, it's convenient, and it's basically free. Time's not free, but it's free. It's easy. You press a button, it's on. So we've gotten into the habit on the commercial terrestrial side of creating filler, doing formats, executing the format so you can get to that next big island of commercials. That doesn't cut it on the internet. It doesn't cut it at all. So an Alex Jones does very well on the internet, but maybe not. He's not the cup of tea, you know, for commercial AM and FM radio.
It was an interesting study also this week about how personalities are so important still to the radio and how there are fewer of them. And we're here as Michael and I are cheerleaders for the format. We want to find the people who are good. We want to acknowledge the Carl Wigglesworths of the world. And now it's easier to find them with these various and sundry Stitcher and iTunes and TuneIn Radio. You've got iHeart, all of these various ways, TalkStream Live, you name it, there are ways of getting a program if you really want to, because most everybody's got an app. So is this the future? A lot of people say no more radio stations. People with radio programs that folks can find are the future.
Well, maybe. I'm a big believer in platform, though. I think that if you're just out there on the internet with your show, you'd better be an Alex Jones. You'd better be a Matt Drudge to make it as an independent on the internet, because people still like platform. They still like to know, you know, who you're affiliated with, who's carrying you. And AM and FM radio still has the chance to revive that you're on a big station, you're on a big network, you write for a big newspaper, you're published by a big publishing company. These things still carry weight. They just haven't lived up to the responsibility, and that's why they're opening the doors for independent operators and people to do it solo. But I predict that you will see big media stations, like radio stations, but they'll be multimedia. They'll have more components than just audio, on the internet. And that will be where the great talents will be found. And we're in a developmental period of that. It isn't going to happen overnight. And I'd say that we're going to see this transition over the next 10 years. And during that 10 years, AM and FM radio will either fade very quickly or reinvent themselves, revitalize themselves, and do very well for that whole period and maybe beyond if they get on the stick and really, really give people something that you can't get anywhere else that is of value.
I mentioned a few minutes ago that Target has asked their customers to leave their firearms at home when they go to the stores. Well, as soon as that happened, the gun-crazed crowd, there are some hosts who are in that league, and there are some listeners who are in that league. This is one of those three or four items, the death penalty, birth control, gun control, that always, I think you put it one day when we were doing this program, if the host doesn't have anything on their mind or they want to be lazy, you just bring out one of these, dust it off.
Anytime you give people who are in the business of being political about a cause, they're going to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to grab it. That's how they thrive. That's what the term political football is about. That's what happened with guns. That's what happened with global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, global warming should be a scientific discussion, not a political one.
Mm-hmm. But it isn't, and it's been everything has gotten politicized. I don't know that happened with the World Cup. Maybe we spend a moment talking about sports talk radio, the World Cup games. Some people think they're boring. And they ought not to be. I mean, this has been a mainstay of conversation. And I must tell you, for somebody who's not interested in sports, I don't listen to the talk radio, the sports talk radio stage as much. I know you do because you love sports. I just don't happen to be interested in most sports, a few things here and there. But, man, I will tell you, it was hard to escape conversation about the World Cup. Some of it was pretty enlightening, not controversial necessarily, but I just found it enlightening. I didn't know anything about the World Cup before this event, not much about soccer, and I will tell you that now I know some of the personalities. I know what the meaning is of this in terms of the rest of the world and how fanatical they are on it, and I thought that was helpful. I mean, those are the sorts of things I think people find of value.
Knowledge of sports is the door, you open that door and then you can enjoy sports. Knowing the personalities, knowing what it means to the people, knowing a little bit about the fundamentals of the game, knowing what it is that makes a good player or a good team different from a bad player or a mediocre team, these things make it easier to enjoy the sport. And I think that any sport, once you understand that, can be fascinating. Because it really comes into human competition and human pride. The thing about soccer is that whereas, you know, we have Cincinnati against Pittsburgh and we have New York against L.A. and New York against Boston and, you know, city rivalries, soccer is a field in which there are national rivalries where the whole nation gets behind the team the same way, you know, Boston would get behind the Red Sox or L.A. would get behind the Dodgers or San Francisco would get behind the 49ers. And that's kind of a fascinating thing that we don't really experience that often in the United States.
No, not at all. And then there are the dramas, the personal dramas. Serena Williams, what happened to her this week? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments and how it was handled. There was some interesting commentary by Martina Navratilova, which made it onto a number of stations, not just sports talk stations. We're doing a well-rounded overview of the state of the industry, the art of the industry. Talkers Magazine editor-publisher Michael Harrison is here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a special edition for the 4th of July weekend, 2014.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Did you know that 11 states have sued the government for hiding its secret deals with outside interest groups? These groups routinely file lawsuits, and the government settles them out of court, an easy way to cut the states out of the process. It is referred to as sue and settle, and has become a common practice. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we realize that one of the first principles of our republic is the people's right to know what their government is doing and why. When any agency denies a legitimate request for copies of public records, it violates that sacred principle of freedom. Some states are angry enough to fight for that principle. All of us should be.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, has a Talkers magazine and is the major domo at talkers.com. A lot of things. Who would have thought? Back to when we were kids. And I'm laughing when I say that because we've both been certainly through this the last three decades of talking about talk. Through this program, and just because we've both been associated with the business for that long, sort of get a kick out of people trying to make something out of nothing, which is basically what we're supposed to be doing here. So when you give yourself the opportunity, it's a golden nugget. Serena Williams may have been off her mark, had a bad day. Then Martina Navratilova, former tennis star, great tennis player, says something about her. And it may or may not have gotten blown out of proportion, but people take these things and they, wow, did you hear what she said? And Serena Williams is on drugs, or she was drunk, or whatever. And then people say that our responsibility is to tell the truth. And I laugh at that because most of the stuff that comes about when you're talking especially about people and personalities, Michael, is completely open to the imagination. How do we know what Serena Williams was going through? But yet, man, were there people ready to jump on that puppy, especially after Martina Navratilova came out with what she had to say?
Well, that's back to what we were saying earlier, why it's dangerous in today's culture to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because even though the public may adore you and the media may think that you are the darling, there's nothing that the same system loves more than to tear you down and step on you. Build you up, tear you down, and you're going to eventually get torn down if you give them an opening. This is also comes under the category of what we discussed earlier, celebrity gossip, and that big word gossip. Gossip has always been a peculiar pleasure, you know, an evil pleasure, whatever the word is.
Vicariously, we live and listen to some of these things.
You know,
yes.
And so celebrity gossip, that's what it is. It is much ado about nothing. It's chewing gum for the mind.
All right, but then we take people like this guy Hernandez that played for the Patriots, and we put him perhaps in the same category as Michael Vick, both of them demons. And in a way, and they have been like Hernandez's story this week, as you know, is that he went after the Patriots to pay him after he's been arrested for murder and appears very likely to be guilty of what he's charged with.
Maybe more than one murder.
Yeah, exactly.
He might be a serial murder.
So he has the balsam to go back to the Patriots and say, you owe me $3.25 million because I didn't I didn't get my sign-up bonus. The guy's in jail, for God's sakes. He's probably going to be there for the rest of his life. Hubris, thy name is Hernandez.
Well, you know, I mean, you can't even begin to understand how the mind of such a character works. I mean, come on. This guy was a sports hero, and now he's a revealed to be possibly a murderer.
Yeah.
Which really goes to show we don't know nothing about the people that we act like we know them very well. We become fans of people.
Yeah.
We defend them.
Yeah,
we talk about them like we know them. Yeah. We don't know a darn thing. Yeah. Aaron Hernandez is a great example of that. I used to cheer for this guy and think he was going to be part of the next 10 years of fun and all the wonderful things that come from being a fan of the team. And meanwhile, he's killing people.
Yeah, see how wrong we all can be. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Goes 53 after the hour now, time for a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, an attorney who specializes in being right. And that's kind of a nice thing, isn't it, Steve? You like to be right about things.
It is helpful.
Yeah. I only pick clients who are going to win. Right? That's the
truth.
Only
the innocent.
Yeah, only the innocent need apply. All right, so what we do here is overview some of the items from the charts. The week ending July 4th is our focus. Obviously, July 4th weekend. One of the big rulings, number one issue, as a matter of fact, on the countdown, is the ruling by the Supreme Court on the Hobby Lobby contraception case. How do you see this as affecting Obamacare? Is there legally some noose that can be put around the neck of Obamacare as a result of this ruling?
I don't really think so. I think it's a bit more narrow than maybe the media had originally reported it. You know, you had a closed corporation, a small corporation, not a big public corporation, that believed that it was against their religious principles to provide for contraception. And so the Supreme Court agreed with it, but they did limit their ruling in that case to just closed corporations. So your big public public corporations aren't going to have to do this, or they won't be able to do this. So I think it's not going to be quite as broad as it appears, although right after it, the day after they did Hobby Lobby, they allowed Wheaton College to also not provide contraceptions. And what was odd was there was a stinging dissent by the three women on the court, and there was a lot to what they said, because in the decision with Wheaton, they contradicted on legal grounds what they had said with Hobby Lobby. So it's really hard to say what the Supreme Court will do.
I thought that some of the rulings, just my own sort of pejorative, I was happy that some of these rulings came down the way they did. I've referred to as pinning the president's ears back a little bit when it came to executive orders. There also was a lot of focus on the EPA, especially in the rulemaking that is way beyond whatever congressional authority they've been given. People are tired of that. That's why these cases. What about the executive orders controversy? Where does that come down?
It's going to be very, very interesting, because we've had the imperial presidency growing and growing, where the president has taken on powers that perhaps were not envisioned in the Constitution or developed legally. And this is challenges have only been happening recently. But it does seem that the president's powers, if you look strictly to the Constitution and the laws, are a bit more limited. And they're getting very, very expansive interpretations by this administration as administrations prior to it. But this time, Congress is fighting them on it.
Well, and appropriately so, I think, anyway. That's my own, again, point of view. The let's see, the immigration policy and what's going on. Can it be legal? Is somebody going to challenge this for the minors to be bussed around and flown around as they are at the moment? Every week we seem to see a different story about this group being moved from Texas to Arizona or what, wherever they're being moved, where there are too many to be processed, et cetera, et cetera.
The politicians have just done a horrible job on immigration, and I single that out because I think the politicians across both aisles have done just a horrible job in for years and years now. But in immigration, it is the lack of a concrete policy that I think has led to the fact that you have so many children crossing the border. You know, we enforce immigration policies. Sometimes we ignore them. Other times we talk about amnesties. We talk about enforcing and not allowing states to enforce, and it has to be done by the federal government. There's no one in charge. There's no coherent policy, no real leadership on this. And the resources, you know, the resources aren't being activated, but it's become more of a focus with the horrible human toll that we're seeing with the children immigrants. Because it's one thing to deport an immigrant who's an adult. But when you have these vulnerable kids, you can't just, you know, treat them as chattel. You've got to do something in a humanitarian fashion. But I think the whole problem goes back to an immigration policy that can't decide what it wants to be.
Well, it's like so many other things. And people who supported this president, you look at the numbers this week and how lackluster the support is for his administration and for him in general since World War II, supposedly. Nobody's been less popular, and it's because of this kind of stuff. This is what people are basically fed up with. They're fed up with being told one thing and another reality being the case. So that probably is going to continue to be a focus of our charts and the information, the conversation, as Talk Radio pursues this through the fall elections. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Legal Opinions. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.